Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The U.S. Supreme Court appears to lean towards granting parental opt-out from LGBTQ curriculum in the case of Mahmoud versus Taylor. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, of course, this is a case about whether Maryland parents can opt their children out of LGBTQ-themed instruction, which you think, oh, that's a no-brainer. They should have that right to do that because it not only contradicts their religious beliefs, but it's not something that needs to be in public school curriculum anyway. So the central question in this case asks if public schools burden parents' religious exercise when they compel elementary school children into instruction on gender and sexuality against their parents' religious convictions and without notice or an opportunity to opt out. To me, say that that's a no-brainer. That's given.
Should be a no-brainer. Yeah. You know, and in fact, in Montgomery County, Maryland, this is one of the very extreme school districts in the country. If you remember, it's Montgomery County, Maryland, that had a 583% increase in gender non-conforming students, and they were happy about that. And they were happy because they have all these pro-LGBTQ events and propaganda and clubs that they put out there, and you have this 583% increase in a two-year period.
Yeah, I recently met someone who was from that area, and they agreed that that county is really going downhill.
Well, in fact, Liberty Counsel has obtained an injunction against Montgomery County, Maryland, some years ago, and it's the first and only injunction ever granted that blocked an entire curriculum, and it was in the Montgomery County School District. And what they did was they were pushing this LGBTQ agenda, but specifically what they were doing in doing so is targeting various kinds of religious denominations and beliefs and talking about how bad those religious beliefs are because they didn't accept this LGBTQ agenda. We filed suit on behalf of parents and got a federal court injunction to stop that entire curriculum. That is the first and only such case stopping curriculum in the country, but it's the same school district. So here, this school has this LGBTQ inclusion, which is 22 LGBTQ plus inclusive. Now, that's their quote. They had a plus inclusion. LGBTQ plus inclusion storybooks. They're infused with radical gender ideology, such as the false idea of gender transitions, pride parades, and same-sex romances between minors. The books are used in instruction for pre-K, so pre-kindergarten, through eighth grade classrooms, when some are taught in to children as young as 3 years old.
Three years old. They're getting this indoctrination.
Yeah, so during the oral argument, it appeared that there's going to be a majority on the Supreme Court that will side with the parents' right to opt their children out based on religious objections. The parents included people of different faiths. They wanted to opt their children out. In fact, there was one particular girl. She's not part of that lawsuit, but I know about her. She is graduating with a 4.2 or 4.3 plus GPA. So she obviously took honors courses to get above a 4.0.
Out of that county?
In that school district.
Oh, okay.
But she wants to go on to college, so she's a super academic achiever. She wants to go on to college, but they are threatening to withhold her graduation diploma from this school because she wanted to have another alternative course to one of these sexually explicit LGBTQ plus inclusive programs.
Seriously.
And she's got a like a 4.3 plus GPA. So she's a high academic performer, 4.0 in everything, and obviously she's taken honors courses and AP courses to get above 4.0. And they are threatening that she can't get her diploma.
Wow. I mean, she's obviously, you know, learned reading, writing, arithmetic, things that will carry her in life. But does she really need the sexual perversion to graduate?
Yeah. So the justices,
that's absurd.
They focused on many of their questions on the exposure and the coercion with regards to these issues. And so there were good questions from Justices Alito and Thomas, Gorsuch, Amy Coney Barrett, Brett Kavanaugh. They all dove in to this aspect, scrutinizing the school district's purpose to curtail opt-outs for these books in order to influence them, that they wanted to influence them. And the school district attorney ultimately had to admit, yeah, well, they do want to influence the students. That's why
that's
they're
obvious.
Doing it.
22 LGBTQ plus inclusive books. Yeah.
Yeah. And so one aspect of it is that they have opt-outs for a lot of other things. There's a lot of things. I think it was Gorsuch was going through a long list of opt-outs that they allow parents to opt out of a lot of other things for different reasons, but they wouldn't allow them to opt out of this particular curriculum and have some alternative assignment when it was based upon religion.
Yeah, in fact, Justice Gorsuch also noted in the argument that teaching these books in English class rather than a human sexuality class where opt-outs are available in the Montgomery County, and starting these books with pre-K three-year-olds was seemingly done to influence.
Yeah, and so isn't that interesting?
Yes.
They are wanting to teach this in a literature class.
Right.
Not in a sexuality class. They have a sexuality class, human sexuality class, and they want to teach them there.
But instead of teaching classics
but
and things that you need.
But they want to teach this in a literature class as young as 3 years of age.
Yeah.
And they have all this sexually explicit material, and they won't allow them to opt out of the literature assignment.
You know, I think usually isn't human sexuality those classes you have to get permission?
Generally, you know, but this is Montgomery County School District, and this is very, very liberal. But this was part of the dichotomy, the inconsistency that Gorsuch, I think it was Gorsuch or Kavanaugh, they were addressing the fact that you have opt-outs in a lot of other areas, but you don't allow them to opt out when you put this in a literature class. And why is this in a literature class, for goodness sakes? Justice Barrett and Gorsuch, they asserted that the presentation of gender ideology ideas as fact when others think it is wrong and negative is more just exposure and enters them into the realm of interference with the parents' rights. So they're basically presenting this as though this is just fact and you've got to believe it. It's not their opinion and everybody else is wrong and any other attitude that's not positive is bad. Obviously, they're wanting to interfere with the parents' rights to direct the education and well-being of their children.
You know, it was interesting, though. The three women justices on the left side, let's say, were vehemently concerned that any injunction in this case would present a mayhem of opt-outs nationwide. Well, what's wrong with that? I mean, what's wrong with having nationwide opt-outs?
What's wrong with it? Yeah, give them an option.
Children aren't owned by the government because they go to a public school.
In fact, the attorney for the Montgomery County said that if you allowed opt-outs, the sheer number of parents opting out of the instruction, that would literally undermine what they wanted to do. Well, you know what?
Yeah.
The point is the parents don't want this nonsense.
Right.
This is junk.
Teach them English writing. Yeah.
It's nothing to do with the school.
Right.
Let them opt out. And then by popular demand, if you only have a few left, you know what? Come up with some other positive curriculum alternatives. And I think the classical example is the one I was just talking about. Mm-hmm. You have a 4.3 plus GPA ready to graduate. She has been trying to get approval to opt out. She has been doing that for the last, I think, 2 years. She has presented them with other alternatives that she could do. They would not approve it.
That's crazy.
They say you have to get this to graduate. It's a requirement to graduate, to go through this program. Obviously, this is what they intend to do. The First Amendment, however, demands more. These are not children of the government. They do not take the place of parents. The First Amendment protects religious freedom. And when the government takes your kids and then intentionally, knowingly violate your religious freedom, especially when you say, I don't want my child exposed to that particular curriculum. Give me an opt-out. Obviously, the school's allowed opt-outs in other areas. Mm-hmm. I'm sure they have a lot of parents opting out, and whatever they're allowing opt-outs, they need to allow opt-outs here. I think we're going to see a win at the end of the day.
I pray so. You know, and I commend these parents in 2023 that spoke up against this, even though the school board was accusing them of promoting hate. I commend them for speaking up.
Which goes to the exact point of what the justices were talking about. They're trying to demean parents and people who have any other opposing ideas. For more information, visit Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. The website again, lc.org.